starving, ladies. Honestly, I am.
Jim Gates is talking to his hungry cows. The owner of Nevada County Free Range Beef pulls a bale of feed across a barn floor and loads it into his truck.
Well, this is Milo hay or gyp corn. Some people call it sorghum. It's not the best in the whole world, but it's a damn sight better than none.
Most years, his cows thrive on green grass that is fed by winter rains in the Sierra foothills. But Gates says this winter, if there's a blade of grass, he's trying to figure out how to put a cow on it to eat it.
Look at it out there. There ain't nothing for them to bite. They're wearing their teeth out trying to get at it.
We hop in his truck to feed some of his nearly 400 head of cattle. He says he's already had to feed more than 2 years' worth of hay.
They weren't billing at me because they think I'm a good guy. They're billing at me because this hay's on the back of the truck. This is going to affect the bottom line big time.
As we drive into his field with the feed, the cows come running.
Take it easy now.
Demand for hay has increased, so has its price. Finding it is another chore. Gates says most ranchers he's talked to have given up trying to feed their herd through the drought. Instead, they've sold their cattle.
They just took them to the auction and then they cut the herd in half. It's half the feed, just like that. I don't have that option. The cattle you've seen already are already sold this year, next year, the following year.
Come on, guys, let's go out here.
Dan Macon owns 200 head of sheep. Several ewes would normally be grazing this time of year on his farm in Auburn, but the pasture is nothing but stubble. His pond is almost empty.
Normally by this time of year, our pond is full too, so that's a pretty good indication of how dry it's been. And out here with this number of sheep, we'd have grass that was 3 or 4 inches high on a normal year.
Macon says this winter is the worst drought he's ever experienced, and it will likely be one of the most expensive. In normal years of rain and grass, he would budget about a pound of hay per ewe per day.
We try to keep 3 pounds per head per day going into the winter just in case we have a dry spell. And this year we're feeding about 6 pounds of hay per head per day, so double what we budgeted.
With no grass to hold down feeding costs, Macon says that leaves him with just one option.
We're going to have to sell 30 to 40% of those ewes just to bring our feed demand back in balance with the limited supply of grass this year. So, and that, I think, for every livestock producer that's having to sell animals, there's an emotional attachment that's really, we don't talk about it much, but that's one of the really hard parts about drought to me.
Macon says he'll make the decision at the end of the month, and if there's no rain, some of the animals in which he and his wife have invested 10 years will have to go to auction. To put the drought into some perspective, UC Sierra Foothill Research and Extension Center has measured the amount of grass it has grown over the last 30 years.
And what we saw this year really shocked us.
That's Jeremy James, the center's director. He says they've grown about 40 pounds of grass per acre.
What we normally would grow during that window between September and the end of December is about 500 pounds. So we're about 10 times lower on feed this year.
That's the lowest on record. James says ranchers are going to need more options than buying feed or selling their herd. The center is holding a conference this week to help ranchers survive the drought and stay in business. Amy Quinton, Capital Public Radio News.